Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Sure is. Happy Monday, Australia, and happy Monday to you, Carrie Bickmore.
That came around quickly, didn't it? Oh. Didn't we just have Friday?
Yes, a couple of days ago. That's how the weekends work. But it's nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
Gosh, look at you there. How are you? You good, mate?
I'm good. I'm actually brown. I went back home, got a bit of a tan, but now I'm back ready to do the show with you guys.
You look bloody good. Bickers, how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, good. Saturday night. I thought of you Saturday night, actually.
Did you?
I had the best fun on Saturday night.
What'd you
night.
Do?
I was in bed by 7:15 doing crosswords and reading the Woolies magazine, and it was so much fun.
What, did you pick out any bargains or?
Oh, no, they've got recipes in there. I love it. I text Chrissy Swan, my mate, and I was like, look what I'm doing. And she goes, oh, my God, heaven. I said, I know.
You are slipping towards senility so quickly.
And then I thought, how funny, I'll be asleep in half an hour, and you probably hadn't even gone out yet. I saw people at the gym. I'd been out at dinner. Actually, I'd been out at dinner and was still home by 7:15. I saw people at the gym at 7 o'clock. I thought, who goes to the gym at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night? I thought, oh, probably people that are going to go out at midnight.
Do you reckon? Oh, yeah. People who are getting shredded. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, I want to look big on the D floor. Hey. They would have looked down and gone, oh, my God, is that lady carrying home a Woolies catalogue and a crossword?
Who says that Lady Bickmore?
It's that Lady Bickmore. Hey, Lady Bickmore. I love you. Now, see ya. Hey, how'd your beanies day go on Friday?
Great. Really great. It was good fun. We sold lots of beanies and, met lots of great supporters. It was good.
I saw lots of people down there. It looked really fun. I saw bubble machines going off and stuff.
And kids' music.
Yeah. No little hiccups or anything?
No.
Oh, that's funny. Our producer, Caitlin, you on mic there, Caitlin?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. I spoke to her about the day before
Caitlin came down to help.
Yeah, Caitlin was there volunteering for the day. Furious, though. Something you weren't happy with, Caitlin?
Oh, there was one minor hiccup for me.
Mm. We're going to talk to you about it next.
I thought it went really well.
Yeah, you would,
mate. Do I care
mate.
About Caitlin's hiccup?
Yeah, you should.
Do I?
Of course you should.
Okay.
You'll find out what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Friday. So for those who don't know, talk to us about what happened.
Oh, we just had a big celebration to end our 2017 beanie campaign.
Yes.
We had lots of kids stuff happening. You could come down, wear your beanie. We tried to take this enormous beanie picture. It was at a shopping centre in Melbourne. It was great fun.
Yeah, right. Big family event.
Big family event.
Money obviously going to such a great cause.
Yep.
Why do you reckon anybody would be angry about what happened on that day?
I don't know. I mean, I've got an issue with Caitlin. I'm not sure why Caitlin's got an issue with me, to be honest. My issue I made public on Friday when I tweeted a picture of me with sweaty armpits because I said to Caitlin, oh, my gosh, I've just realised I've spent the last hour at this function with big sweat patches under my arms. And she said, yeah, I know. And I said, why didn't you tell me? And she said, I wasn't sure if we knew each other well enough for me to tell you something like that. I said, mate, we work together every day. You can tell me I've got sweaty pits when I'm giving people hugs. So if anyone's got an issue here, it's me.
Well, you've aired yours. Caitlin, why didn't you say anything about the pits?
Just because she was busy, lots of people around it, and I didn't want to say, dude, you've got sweaty pits in front of everyone.
You thought she's already multitasking. She's talking to people and sweating profusely.
No one cares.
Now you say that.
Everybody cares.
Especially when they're getting a wet pit every time they get in the puddle.
The only reason Bickers posted the picture is because she knew everybody else had pictures with her already. She thought, I better own this sweatiness. Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you said to me was I was furious. And I assumed maybe the day went badly and you said no. And then explain to Bickers what went wrong.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So what happened was I bought a beanie because love the cause and I already had one. I bought one for a friend. So I went up, I bought it.
You feel bad about flogging a few without telling Carrie and you thought I'd better pay for one legitimately.
Definitely not. And I walked away and then I was like, oh, we're supposed to get a ticket for the raffle. And so I went back and I said to the girl, oh, I didn't get my raffle ticket about 2 minutes later. And she's like, oh, yeah, here you go, here you go. Anyway, it comes to the raffles. The big prizes are.
Hold on. Did you get a raffle ticket or not?
Yeah, I got a raffle ticket. I went back.
Oh, so you went back, you got it?
Yeah, after 2 minutes I realised, walked back, got the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
so what's the prize, Caitlin?
It was a holiday.
It was flights.
Right. Yeah.
So heaven, right? You work
business
really hard.
Business class flights.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was hotel stays at Crown.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There was lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Mercedes Benz Drive.
Was, yeah.
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 This was the big one though. These were the flights that I was like, awesome. Imagine winning that. Mm. So pulls it out. it was E25 and I was E27. So
I'm yet to see the issue. You didn't win, mate.
Because in the time that it took Caitlin to go back and get her ticket, she would have got the winning ticket. But whoever you had manning your
volunteers
ticket,
volunteers.
What do you have to say to him, Caitlin?
Bloody come down and volunteer, mate. You could have.
I was in Darwin.
You could have given Caitlin the ticket.
I had to get back for our show, mate. Caitlin, what do you have to say to this volunteer?
I've now missed out on a great escape because of you.
Oh.
And that is all.
This is harsh. Hey, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Remember what we were raising money for?
Brain cancer, which is a very good cause.
Amazing.
Oh, don't stand your ground, Caitlin. You're furious.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
So excited. I've got pink bits today. It's happening. She is touring Australia. People, her beautiful trauma tour hits our shores in July and August 2018. She's got 14 concerts lined up. Hear it here first. I reckon that's 14 to start with.
Yeah.
Because remember last time she came here, she did like 18 shows at Rod Laver, like 40 around the country or something.
Extra shows, extra shows.
Going to kick off in Perth, then Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney. She's going to end up in Brisbane. Pre-sale for Telstra customers is from October 16. General sale on October 20. How exciting.
So if you're a Telstra customer, you get to buy tickets first. Is that right?
Apparently. Telstra pre-sales.
That's smart, isn't it?
Yes, okay. Old man.
Yeah.
They do things like
that. Things they do these days.
But she loves Australia. Last time we were trying to work it out today. I think she sold 1.5 million tickets in Australia amongst all the shows she's ever done in Australia. That's a lot of tickets.
Yeah, I'd love Australia if they bought that many tickets to my shows.
Well, she does love Australia. Remember when we were chatting with her when we did the Pink Rooftop a couple of months ago? This is what she had to say about our beautiful country.
Australians are more fun than everybody else. You just are. Do you know that about yourself? It says people. Like, do you realize how much more fun you are than most other people?
Yeah.
What a legend. We do.
We do.
Hey, Buzz, do you know where people can find out about all the details, tickets and stuff?
Hit.com.au.
Great.
Yeah, go there because I started to look up pink stuff and I ended up at pinknews.co.uk. It's not much about her there. The odd story, and I've fallen down a wormhole and now I know everything about pink news that you need to know.
Okay, Tommy, there is a new fad in town.
Talk to me.
I think you're going to love it.
Okay.
It's to do with vampires.
I want to suck your blood.
Yes. And the décolletage.
What?
The décolletage.
Oh.
Or as our producer Sonda calls it, the décolletage. Is that what you called it?
The décolletage, mate.
The décolletage, mate.
Which is the hair.
What?
It's the look you get in your hair.
The what?
What's the hair when your hair's blonde and...
Balayage?
Balayage.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
No, the décolletage.
Buzz, very good.
Look at him giving himself a high five. Yeah. The décolletage is the area above your boobs, across your chest.
I want to suck your breath.
Yeah, exactly. Now, remember the vampire facials that people were getting? Kim Kardashian got one. Kate Langbrook got one. It's where it looks like their face has just got blood smeared all over it.
Yeah.
Apparently, people are getting vampire breast lifts. It gives you a shapelier breast, decreases skin sag, reduces wrinkles, increases sensation in the breast.
You had me at vampire breast lift.
Apparently, it's $1,900 for a doctor to draw blood from your arm. They then spin it through a centrifuge to separate the platelet-rich plasma. Really feels like I'm doing an ad. Before it's reinserted back into the breast to give the cleavage a fuller look. That
is hectic, but I'm up for it. Should we do it?
We?
Yeah.
Do you want bigger breasts?
I want fuller breasts, yeah. I've always said that. You always say, Tommy, how are you? And I said, could do with a fuller breast,
to be honest. I do look at your décolletage often and think it's lacking some fullness. Anyway, it's a new fad in town.
Okay.
I won't be getting it, but feel free.
Okay, I'll go in.
Good.
I'll do it.
Let us know how you go. Finally, this is one I think a lot of people can relate to. Harrison Ford, right? One busy man. He's playing Indiana Jones, Han Solo. He's now in Blade Runner 2075. What is it? 2049. Anyway, he's a busy man.
Yes.
As a result, he doesn't have a lot of time to catch up with mates. Mm. He was recently said in an interview with The Telegraph that he doesn't see much of anybody anymore. He's got 5 kids and he says, I can hardly find time to see my accountant.
I mean, mates and your accountant is very different.
What?
Mates and I can hardly find time to see my accountant. They're not at the top of your list.
No, but I reckon if you've got as much money as him, they're probably
up there.
They're probably up there.
Yeah. Also, he probably doesn't have time to see his mates because he's an old man. He's so old. Like, isn't why is
that
he talking
when you start
like,
seeing your friends again? I feel like you stop seeing your friends when you have kids because you're just in the daily throes of school and their friends. You're too busy organising your kids' schedules, let alone your own.
Yeah.
And then when you get old again, you've got time to see friends.
Yeah, but he's just talking about it like, I don't get time to go out and hit the town anymore. It's like, yeah, because you're in your 70s, mate.
No, he says, I just don't have time to catch up with my mates. That's so sad.
Well, then make time. Do one less movie. You've got all the money in the world. Put the lightsaber down and go and see your friends. Bloody hell.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017 with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
Been a while.
I was going to say that. I miss this game.
Same.
I miss you saying and in the middle of our gorgeous opener. Remind us, Buzz, how do we play this?
All right, so we've got two people on the line right now. We've got Sarah and Sam. Both of these guys are from Adelaide. We're going to give them a quick game of R&B Q&A. We're going to ask them three questions. It is the best of three. They've got to answer them by buzzing in with their name.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. How are we feeling?
Oh, a bit nervous, but good. This is very exciting.
Sarah, have you taken the phone into the toilet? There's quite a distinct echo on there.
No, I'm in a room. Do you want me to go outside?
No.
He's just asking really personal questions. Well,
it just sounds like you've snuck away from your desk.
Would my chances of winning the tickets increase if I said yes?
Oh. Sometimes when you get nervous, though,
I know.
It's good to be near a bathroom.
It is, isn't it? Sammy, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good.
Are you going to do question one?
Yeah, I'll do question one. Buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. If you get it wrong, the other person gets to go. This is the first question. At what age did Justin Timberlake join NSYNC?
Sarah.
Go for it, Sarah.
18.
18 is incorrect. This is a tough question.
It's
Sam,
crazy.
You got a free shot
here.
Answer
to this.
Oh, I'm going to go 20.
No, it was 14. That's 14? A tough question. That's a tough question.
He's only a few years older than my kid, Ollie. As if it was, and he's joining a boy band. I didn't know he was that young.
Yeah, they're always real young.
14, though.
What
that's
boy
crazy.
Band starts when the blokes are 20?
Well, maybe like 17,
imagine
18.
How weird it'd be if 1D started when they were all 20.
No, it wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah,
20's
all
pretty young.
Young,
mate. You're just old.
Yeah, I know, we are old.
All right, question two. Who sings this hit? Stop singing. Puts people off. I think the dog knows the answer.
Yeah, the dog's trying to answer. Sarah, after a minute of hearing the song, who do you think it was?
Is it Blue Cantrell?
Oh, gosh. Sam.
No, Sam.
I've got no idea.
This is why we stopped playing this game. let's go on. It's Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
You guys are actually killing me at
okay.
the moment.
Okay, like, someone's going to get this. I've got
this is for the win.
Do this one.
Okay.
Yeah, if one of you gets this, then you win.
Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, you do it. You do
okay.
the honors.
Which country was Ariana Grande born in? Oh, just have a crack.
Sarah.
I mean,
hey, Sarah.
Go on. It's the most obvious one.
Oh, America.
Oh, congratulations, Sarah. You've got tickets and you've put me out of my misery.
And I think it's Grande.
Sam, I can't even tell if you dropped out a minute ago. You've stopped talking
Dog's
to
still
us.
Still on the line.
Wow, Buzz, do something interesting.
I don't mean, they've won tickets. Just
I know, that's, and it's great. But
just,
Work it up, mate.
Well, I'm saying that we did a little bit wrong. The first question was too hard.
Okay, we're doing this for the rest of the week. So how about you spark up, buddy?
Well, I will spark up.
You go write the questions then for tomorrow.
Okay, I will. Okay. But I'll spark up. But I'll tell you what, if you're going to want to go to R&B, like Friday's Live, right, be a bit into R&B and know a Mary J. Blige song that we played a minute of.
Thanks,
it's her
Sarah.
Biggest banger.
Thanks, Sam. Sorry about him.
You know, if you want me to be a bit up and about, get them a bit up and about as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Mums are up in arms, because this is what I want to talk to you about next.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty calm today.
Nah, you don't even know it, but you're up in arms.
Okay.
Where are your hands?
Do you have no idea?
No, they're not. They're up above your head. This is the first sentence from this article, and see if you can guess what the word that's missing is. It's the humble something that started an almighty row.
God, that's a great tease.
Well, you have to guess what it is.
No,
it's the humble something.
That? Yeah, we're doing that after the song.
Yeah. Guess now.
No, but then that, okay, yeah. But I know now.
Oh, then don't guess now. Yeah, don't guess now then.
I'll find out what it is next. I now know why I'm angry.
See, up in arms.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lucky you have come back to us, because your arms must be getting tired because you're up in arms. You ask me what I've been doing today.
What have you been doing today?
Just cruising mum blogs, and I have found the thing that has started this almighty row.
Okay,
this
I can see the headline here that you were teasing to. It's the humble
sandwich
that started an almighty row.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Who would have thought two slices of bread could have caused such a... What's
Are you
word?
Reading this?
Yeah, what's oh, that
Oh, now
word?
I'm reading it. An opprobrium? Opprobrium?
Anyway, I was happy with
the really
row.
That's ruined the
Thanks,
story.
Buzz. Yeah.
Who wrote that article? That person's so smart. I don't even know that
This mummy blogger's a genius.
I don't think it's the mummy blogger that wrote that.
Oh, this is
anyway,
the journo.
You're moving away from...
Just tell me
in your own words, Tommy.
Here's what happened. All you need to know is there's a mum. Her name is Maddie.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's a real name. I haven't done the digging. Does not matter at this point. She posted in this online forum that has 26,000 members.
Wow.
She posted, I'd love to hear what other mums make their hubbies for lunch and snacks throughout the workday. Oh. We are getting over sandwiches. Lol. And
I don't think you're helping putting on that voice.
What do you...
Because I know where this is headed. I think you don't help with that voice.
Well, what do you reckon happened?
Judgy.
What do you reckon happened?
Do you reckon
a whole lot of mums went, hey, Maddie, great question.
Salami sometimes.
Here are some alternatives.
On a Tuesday, I do tuna.
Yeah.
No, I reckon the majority of them went, why are you making your hubby a sandwich?
Oh, well, that voice isn't helping. If my voice didn't help. Maddie was called a 1950s housewife. She was called weird. She was called a slave. Look at these killjoy moles having a go at her. Look at this. One wrote, our advice is stop making his lunches. My husband can make his own damn lunch, said another. And have a listen to this one. She wrote, I was married for 20 years and my favourite packed lunch for my husband was called Get It Yourself, with a side order of I'm not your mother. Oh.
Now, here's the thing.
Wow. Are you...
My honest opinion on the issue, right?
Mm.
If you want to make your hubby a sandwich, go for it. Like,
of course, you do
whatever you like, right? Funnily enough, years ago, I reckon I would have said, I remember having a conversation with someone who used to pack their hubby's clothes before they'd go on holiday. And I'd be like, are you joking me? And I realised the last few holidays we've been on, I've packed Chris's clothes because he's been busy at work. I've had the day off. I've gone, I'll just pack for him. I've done the washing and, you know, thrown some things in, and then realised I'd packed the kids' suitcases, his suitcase. Then we got on holiday, and both times he said, you haven't packed me underwear. And that's when I took a good hard look in the mirror and went, why, one, are you packing somebody else's travel for them? And then he went recently on a holiday and he packed it himself, and I feel like we're back to level playing field.
I feel like a missus that encourages you to free ball is the best thing of all time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't like it too much.
Didn't he?
No, he wanted underwear.
I feel like the older he gets, the more.
But the point that I was making was the reason I started packing his bags for him wasn't because I was told, you must pack my bag.
Are you sure
me.
It's not because you're a 1950s housewife,
no, I just,
weird, and
I just
a slave?
Was helping.
I can type it into the mummy blog now. No, sorry, you're a weird slave.
I was just getting my, our holiday plans underway. I was the one at home, I did it.
Does he do the same? Because I reckon that the place that this is coming from is they're like, well, I bet he never does that for you.
Yeah, does he make dinner occasionally?
Right.
That's what I think. It depends whether you're in a relationship where hubby's happy to put on a load of washing and there's no problem and occasionally you make him lunch, or if you're completely under the thumb and told to do things, in which case...
Yep. I think there's probably bigger issues there.
Well, Maddie struck back.
I bet Maddie did.
Not in that bog. She went to another one.
Well, how does Maddie sound?
That one was called North Shore Mums. So they'd be pieces of work, a lot of them. And then this
well, you
one,
don't know that.
In North Shore
now
Mums.
Now you're becoming like there. Stop being judgy.
In North Shore Mums.
Yes.
I mean, they'd be hotties. Oh, don't get me wrong. They'd be stunning, but they'd be.
You would have no idea what
North
they're
Shore
like.
Mums. I've been cruising mum blogs all day.
I hope I've been, North what? Shore Mums, 131060, if you are a North Shore mum and you're listening to this, you ring up and tell Tommy what you're really like.
If they're on it, give on an honest assessment of yourself. Because Maddie, it was enough for her. She got off the bog. She went, nah, they're
okay.
too much.
So what blog's she gone on to?
She got
on
to stay-at-home mums. This is another blog and Facebook group. And she wrote, I get criticised because I pack my hubby's lunches. He works full time and goes to uni so that I can stay at home with our children.
Great.
So it's the least I can do for him.
Good on it. What's happened now?
Stay at home mums went off at her as well.
Phones have gone off. This is amazing.
Okay, I guess we should we go to a tune and then speak to these North Shore mums or do you want to speak to
No, we'll
some
go to a
now.
Tune and speak to these wonderful North Shore mums. So, 131060 call us.
Wow. Do you know what's set up? I've gone too early. I haven't dug deep enough. In 2016, one mum got so fed up with the North Shore mums, she started a rival blog called FU North Shore Mums.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't this a wild world that I knew nothing about? North Shore mums, for or against? No.
I think my arms are still up in the air. I'm up in arms about this.
Is it about my views on the North Shore mums that you're up in arms about, or is it still about this?
They can talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Okay.
So we'll
speak to them next. This is great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've accidentally entered into a mum war here that I did not mean to.
They're going to be discussing this on their blog, you know.
Well, I didn't think this was possible. We wanted to talk about, was it okay? I wanted to talk about, is it okay for you to make each other sandwiches and not.
No, I don't think that's what you wanted to talk about. Is it okay for a woman to be making her husband sandwiches?
Well, I wanted to basically say if your household is even, you can both make them for each other and it's not a problem.
Making the point.
Right.
Yes.
But this is blown up. Because I made an assumption about who might be part of the North Shore Mums Facebook group.
I'm not even sure. What's your assumption about them?
I reckon they'd be hot as hell, but I reckon they'd be absolute pieces of work.
Why?
Because it just strikes me, North Shore Mums strikes me as that kind of.
How much time have you spent in North Shore?
Oh, I've spent quite a lot cruising their blog. And I've made my judgment.
Sum up everybody.
I'm also happy to be proven wrong.
I think you're about to be. Trish is on the line. Trish, what do you need to say to Tommy?
Trish, are you a North Shore mum?
I am.
Okay, good on you, Trish. And you sound hot as hell. Are you hot as hell, Trish?
Yeah, if you look me up, I think you're going to fall off your chair.
Wow. See, but this was the kind of attitude I was expecting as well. Trish, so talk to me. Are North Shore mums, am I wrong about them?
You've got half of that assumption right. So,
Which part? Which parts he got right?
He got the first half right, didn't he? Because we're all pretty hot. Mm. Second half, however, I'm not sure about the piece of work bit because I think we're all pretty fabulous. There's a whole bunch of mums who go to work, look after the kids, you know, keep their husbands happy and expect the same from the other half. So,
you are exactly what I thought,
but
Trish.
But even if you're a North Shore mum that stays home and doesn't go to work, doesn't mean you're a piece of work.
That's the whole point. I mean, if they're staying home, there's a full-time job in itself, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's easy coming to work.
No, you've turned this into a completely different thing. I'm not saying that you have to be a mum and work. I'm saying that mums from the North Shore,
in general, whether they work or don't work, are pieces of work.
Would be really hot and hard work.
Well, Trish sounded fabulous. Elisa.
And hard work. Trish sounded like hard work. When you're that hot, she admitted herself, she's so hot.
I was about to say, are you hard work? That's not the right topic.
That is the topic. That's the topic. Carrie is just too scared to ask it.
I don't know when suburb and where you live forms part of your genetics to make you look attractive. But if it was, I'm sure I'd look much better than I do now. So I'm a North Shore mum and I saw that post all play out on Facebook, poor woman that wrote it. Look, I'm a full-time working mum. I went back to work when my kids were really little. And, you know, there's judgment when you're a mum no matter what you do. I think obviously in this case, I think a household's like a business unit and you either both work full time and then you find a way of divvying those up or externally resourcing some of those jobs, or somebody stays at home and is able to achieve a lot more of those themselves. you know, my husband changes nappies, and when I travel for work, he does everything. And if I was to make him the occasional sandwich and reach out for help and say, I need help, I'm sick of making sandwiches, that poor, poor woman who got allocated that job in her household and is having her head ripped off, but maybe we don't post things like that on social media.
So you're on Team Maddie, but then she's already bailed on the group. Are you part of North Shore Mums group on Facebook?
Yes, I was. I mean, when the kids were little, it was a really great resource for questions for the children. I'm more of a watcher than a participator. I often write a response and then think, oh, God, I don't want anyone to hear what I really think.
But are you friends with your neighbours?
You were talking about. I deleted it without writing it.
Okay. I'm trying to, do you reckon, is it Alyssa or Elisa?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, do you reckon you buck the trend of the person I'm talking about, or do you reckon you're exactly what I'm talking about?
I reckon that what you're talking about doesn't exist as simply as what you're saying. I think that what makes somebody able to be on the North Shore is sometimes luck, and for us it's that we both work really, really hard to try and give our kids whatever we perceive is the best, and that's what we're all doing. So I think, you know, where I live is somewhat, you know, whatever. We could get better lifestyle in another place. We do, you know, it is hard and we work hard.
Because I'm done here. It sounds really lovely, and she's painted me in a very hard corner.
Because she sounds delightful and she doesn't sound like a piece of work. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I mean, it still sounds very tough.
It's Carrie
for
and Tommy.
You or for them?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is us done. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you.
Bye, North Shore Mum.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.